Welcome to the Kwentutan Podcast, Pinoy Sex Stories. Make sure to follow the podcast and hit that notification bell to get updates on our latest episodes. You mentioned din na right now you're in your hoe phase. Meron kasi kami yung hoe phase episode, very therapeutic, parang ano mo yun. Napakwento rin kami doon ng medyo mga some triggering experience. Kasi not all experiences when you're in your hoe phase is good and satisfying, di ba? Yung iba medyo traumatic, yung iba medyo really bad since you're having sex with different people. So since you talked about your best na, di ba? Yung worst naman siguro since you said meron ka ding worst, di ba?
Oh yeah, easily the worst. So I used to live in a condo. Tapos alam mo kapag condo, like konting lakad lang, ayan may ano ka na, may tumitop ka na sa grinder. So I used to live in a condo building. Tapos parang may nag-tap sa akin and he was hot. So I was like, uy, nice. But he was like he was just like 3 floors or maybe a couple of floors on top of me. So napaka accessible. And then he said his place is available because I had a phase that I did not let strangers in my unit out of like security concerns, I've also read stories kasi na parang may mga tao na basta-basta na pupunta sa place mo kasi nakapunta sila doon once. So parang medyo natakot ako ng time na yon. So I only went for people who had a place, you know, who could host, so to speak. Sabi naman niya, may place siya. So ako, available daw yung place niya, punta na lang daw ako. Sabi ko, okay, sige, so punta ako, akit ako. Ganyan, elevator si bakla. Tapos, after nun, pagdating ko sa place niya, it was so eerie how everything was nakapatay yung ilaw, except for his room. Tapos, he was gesturing the shh, yung nakaganon yung finger niya sa ano, sa mouth niya, parang quiet lang, ganon. So I thought, sorry for context. He also said kasi na he lived alone, that the place is available and he can host. So ako naman parang, okay, so if you live alone and you can host, why am I being quiet? But I thought maybe it was a kink thing. I'm not sure. So I just ride with him na lang. Tapos ayun, paksa ako sa kwarto niya. And then we were making out. And then a couple of minutes later, his mom started knocking sa kwarto niya. And then he asked me to hide. And this is very, like, this is very sitcom level of funny. Mm. But he asked me to hide inside his huge ass closet. So I had to hide. And then parang he and his mom had a conversation, a long ass conversation about mga 10-15 minutes ata sila nag-usap about something. I can't remember what it is already. But I remember being pissed. I remember being mad because I was hiding inside somebody's closet. Uh-huh. And then after ko magtago, his mom walked away. And then I was so pissed. I was so pissed. I was almost, alam mo, imagine nagpapaingay na ako inside the closet. I was like kind of like moving things around just so that things would fall. Para lang mag-gets na, yo, I am inside. Let's wrap this up. I want to leave. Parang ganon. Wala na akong pakialam at that point if ano, his mom catches me. Which, I again, is like wrong, maybe. But I understand na parang maybe he's not out. But at that time, I was just mad. So I didn't care. So kids, don't be like that. So yun, tapos na yung conversation. Alam mo yung, I was expecting him to be a bit apologetic at least. I was expecting him to be empathetic. Wala, he was just, let's continue. I was like, no, I am leaving. I am leaving. And then he said, can you wait 5 more minutes just till my mom like falls asleep? I was like, no, I don't give a fuck if your mom catches me on my way out. This is not my problem. You, number one, you lied. Number two, I don't give a fuck if your mom finds out at this point. I don't give a fuck about you. Because you made me hide in a closet for 10 to 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been in the closet for how many years and you'd think I'd have experience with it, but like it was a different experience altogether and I did not like it. And I was mad. So ayun, umalis ako. That was the worst one.
Mm-mm. Pwede naman kayo umabot sa anything more than momol when you the mom
I mean,
came in.
he was jerking me off. Umabot na sa point na yon. But like, I because I'm a side, that qualifies as sex already for me. But that was easily the worst experience I've had.
Tas,
can't think of others.
He doesn't know naman that you live in the condo then.
No, he knows. He knows.
But you moved na from that place. Or
I moved na from that condo. Yes, I moved out na from that condo. That was like long time ago.
Yeah. Ang weird nun kasi who would invite somebody over if their family is in the same place? Tapos condo pa yun. So medyo maliit, diba? Medyo maliit yung lugar.
Well, to be fair, medyo malaki yung condo nila. I think their condo is parang penthouse level.
Wow.
So parang medyo, alam mo yun, malaki-laki naman siya. But to all the gays who are listening right now, do not lie on Grindr. Do not. Like, if you can't host, just say you can't host. I mean, if, alam mo yun, kasi ang daming inconvenience that comes out of lying. So just be honest, man.
Mm-mm. I definitely agree with that. Pero kasi parang, I'm not sure, how is Grindr na ba ngayon? Like, how is it? I haven't been there in a long while. Kamusta naman?
How is Grindr?
Culture there, maybe, atmosphere.
Yeah, maybe I am not the best person to answer this question because I'm also barely on the app. I only open it kapag may free time ako, which these days, oh my god, when you're 26 and you have work and you've got bills to pay, shit man, parang ang hirap maghanap ng free time. But like when I am on it, I get random taps. And then it's so funny because I have everything written on my bio, like what my preferences are. Tapos may mga tao pa rin nagtatanong na mga nandun naman yung sagot. Tapos may mga taong, they are just so creepy. I don't know how to qualify creepy, but they're just creepy. So I'm the kind of person that would automatically block you if you ask a stupid question. Or I hate the, one of my red flags also on Grindr is the, are you halata or are you ano? Are you an mask for mask? And I'm like, oh fuck off, block. I So to answer your question, I think it's a horrible place.
Yeah, yeah.
it is a horrible place. But every now and then you'd have your ano, your nice people to talk to, come through the app. But in general, be careful, guys. It's a place full of creepers.
True. If you guys haven't heard, we're doing a dildo giveaway for the month of December only for the listeners of the Kwentutan podcast. Two people will get a chance to win one dildo from Love It. Love It is the leading provider of sexual wellness products in the Philippines. So, what dildo do we have for this week? This is called the Dakila Vega dildo. This is 5.5 inches. It has kind of an outer space design and it glows in the dark. O, diba? Parang nakipag-sex ko sa alien. Oh, fun. Again, here are the mechanics to join the giveaway. First, follow loveit.ph on Instagram and TikTok. 2. Follow at Kwentutan Podcast on Instagram. And 3. Share this podcast episode on your IG story and tag both at Kwentutan Podcast and at loveitph. This giveaway will run for the entire month of December and will announce the two winners during our first podcast episode for the year 2024. Guys, sali na kayo sa pag-giveaway namin. Dali na, masaya to. Now back to the episode. So, we have a game. We have a game for you, Ryan, to play. Are you ready for a game?
Let's go.
Okay, this is a Never Have I Ever game wherein my statement dito, just say, I have if you have, never if you've never done it.
Okay.
You can tell the truth, you can lie, because we'll never really know naman.
Okay.
Nanood ng movie, pero nag-fast forward to the sex scenes agad.
Nanood ng movie, to fast forward. Never, never.
Used a dildo or a flashlight.
Never, but I
should.
I am curious and I want to explore toys. Funny enough, I also did VO for like a sex shop, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But never pa ako nakagamit. Sad.
Feeling ko
soon. Soon.
Yeah, kasi diba you're in your bottom curiosity era.
Yeah.
Start with something small so you can buy something very small and then practice.
Yeah,
with
Filipino it. Size.
Filipino size. You know what Filipino size? Oh, sige. Ayun, next one. Subscribe to somebody's OnlyFans.
I have subscribed to somebody's
wow.
OnlyFans.
Oh.
Because that person was a friend. So I don't know, it was like support. I don't want to say who, but it was because a friend started his OnlyFans account with his Joa. So I thought, you know what?
Oh.
Yeah. Why not? I'll subscribe.
How much did you pay for? And how long did you subscribe for? Or until now are you subscribed but then?
You know what? That's a good question. I haven't opened my Only. How
Ah, pala sinusustentahan mo na pala sila.
Kaya pala may monthly payments yung GrabPay ko eh. I'm kidding.
Aww.
How much? I think it was just around the equivalent of 500 pesos, maybe less. I'm not sure. It was a monthly subscription thing. Ayun. It wasn't anything too expensive. Alam mo yun. So ako parang support. Let's go.
Wow.
Okay. I have subscribed.
Right. Next, sent nudes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Tapakapok.
Hindi naman. Okay. Had the hots for your teacher or professor?
Oh, no. No. Sadly, no. Walang ano. Walang walang hot na prof noong time ko.
Saan ba yung college mo?
Oh my gosh. Please don't be offended. UPLB.
Pero walang hot doon.
Walang hot na... Okay, let me qualify that. Meron, pero hindi ko nagiging prof.
Ah, okay.
Madaming guwapo at magandang prof sa UPLB. Pero hindi sila lagi napupunta sa akin.
Oh, sayang naman. Mas nakaka-inspire kasi makainig kapag may crush ka sa professor mo.
Okay. Totoo ba? Parang feeling ko hindi rin.
Ako, yes. Ewan ko. Yes for me. Anyway, next one. Got caught with porn.
I don't know if this counts, but remember the pandemic era? Yung parang you have to show your phone. Para wala maka, para ipakita yung QR code kung gusto pumunta ng mall. I was holding out my phone thinking that I was showing my QR code. Tapos I was showing the security guard my nudes na pala.
Anong nudes?
I think it was a mirror picture of me, frontal nudity. Complete
without face
without blur. Yeah, it was a picture. It was
anong ginawa nung guard?
Sir, he was just like, sir, iba po at sir, parang wrong picture po. Parang, I can't remember his exact words were, but he just said, sir, check your phone. Parang mali yata. To sabi ko, oh shit. Sorry, kuya. Ayan, so.
Ang hassle din kasi nung time na yun, you have to like show a QR code before entering any place.
Yeah, and whatever happened to those? Like the data that we give?
Wala. Ano, binenta. Oh. Binenta sa mga ano scammer. Okay. Nagbigay ng tip sa macho dancer.
Number one, wala akong kilalang macho dancer. So I can't give tips. So no, never.
Right, gay bar.
I've never been to a gay bar.
Oh, that's sad. You should go.
I've never been to a gay bar.
You should. Okay, next. Followed an alter account.
Followed? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this. Sumali sa video call. Zoom video call. Yeah. You know that?
Yeah. I have.
Are you like a watcher or do you also share your video?
I share videos.
It's confident.
Yeah.
I only watch sometimes.
To select people. I share videos to select people. And if it's like a safe group, parang gano.
Where?
Kasi parang, I think I joined a safe group. I think it was over the pandemic as well. Tapos it was everybody knows everybody, so it was fine. Alam mo yun, like,
saan galing yun? There, so. Where did you discover that?
Saan galing yung group? I actually don't remember how I became a part of that group. I think I followed somebody on Twitter, and then that person followed back and said, we had like a really nice conversation, and he said, oh, do you want to be a part of this group? It's a safe space where people just express their horniness, and I was like, yeah, sure, cool, add me. I'm down for that. So yun,
maganda yung ano.
Oh, it's
referral.
It was a It was a safe space, so I didn't mind. And people will just like randomly send nudes, and they alam mo yon, parang,
that's nice.
Yeah, and then people would compliment each other, and it was just a safe space altogether. Pero parang hindi na siya active ngayon.
Active
again, it was
naman.
A pandemic thing.
Yeah, yeah, diba? Yeah.
Yung walang magawa yung mga tao.
Sige, next one. Had sex with more than two people in a day?
More than two different people. I have.
Okay. Ito. Nakakuha sa tingin.
No! I don't know how people do that.
Yeah.
Because I read that all the time. Or at least I remember reading that on Twitter. Na parang nakatingin na ng those LRT, tapos nagkasunuran na. And I'm like, the fuck? When I'm
super
on...
Super sketchy nun.
Diba? When you're commute... Ako, when I'm commuting, I'm on self-defense mode. So like, pag may nakatitig sa akin, I'm all... And this might sound wrong, but pag may nakatitig sa akin, feeling ko... May nanakawin na. Alam mo yun? It's like, why are you staring? So you start wearing your backpack in front. You start checking your... You start holding your phone. So I don't... I'm always on self-defense mode kapag nagko-commute. So hindi ko, ano... Hindi ko gets kung paano nagagawa ng mga tao yung makukuha sa tingin.
Sobrang dami pa namang crimes lately.
Diba?
So etong next one.
Go.
Nakuha sa tingin. No ka din dito. Yung the first one, ikaw yung... may intention na kumuha ng iba. Ito naman, parang sila yung, hindi, no rin, no?
No. No rin. Yeah. No.
Okay, next. Nag-overshare ng sex stories with friends sa public space.
I feel like this happens, I think this happens regularly with my friends. But let me qualify that as well. Because I'm an open book. So if you ask me anything, I will probably answer truthfully. And I don't have a lot of filters. So parang, if it's about sex, I'll answer it. Pero hindi na, the good thing about my friends also is that we're not like super maingay-ingay. So parang if we share about like our college stories, it's usually just, you know, within ourselves, and like the next table will be able to hear it naman. And we're also very self-aware as people din. Alam mo yun, kasi because we are in a public space, baka may mga tao na uncomfortable with these topics. So we hush. Alam mo yun, we lower our voices kapag ganon. Di naman kami nagsisigawan, di ba?
Okay, next. Summer sexual romance. Over the summer lang, tapos nag-end na after summer.
Pwede bang pandemic? Does that count?
No.
Summer.
Only summer. Pag summer kasi no, parang you were all out traveling, ganon. Okay.
Wala.
Next. A fam?
Yeah.
Okay. Nagsabi ng I love you after sex.
No, never.
Wow, strong. Very strong. Okay.
Yo.
Nagpahabol sa swimming pool.
Ha? Nagpahabol sa swimming pool? Is that a move?
Yeah, actually, it's a move. Parang, alam mo yun, you're swimming together, tapos biglang, kasi diba, you're both topless and everything, tapos doon, swimming pool, nag-start. Parang ganun, wala pa naman. Yeah. But that's a move. Okay, next.
No, wala pa naman.
Oh, gumamit ng dating app for sex, yes, no?
Yeah, Grindr, yeah.
Nagwapuhan kay Piolo Pascual or Derek Ramsey?
No. Piolo Pascual, for sure. Piolo Pascual all day, diba? Derek Ramsey, no.
Too old. Nagka-sex dream about kay crush?
Yeah, I guess.
Nagsulat ng fan fiction?
No, I'm not creative enough. Sorry.
Ito, last one.
Go.
Nag-follow ng somebody kahit sa IG siguro after watching their thirst trap.
Ah, sige.
Na-trap ka sa thirst trap.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Any particular influencer siguro?
Any particular... I don't think I can name names.
I mean, they're influencers.
Just because I don't remember their names.
Ah, okay. Okay.
I don't remember their names.
I mean, they're influencers naman, so it's okay. Mm-mm.
I will say this though. Not that this is sex related, but since we're talking about influencers, what's his name? Benedict Kua?
Yeah.
He is so funny.
Mm-mm.
And every now and then he'd post like a shirtless picture.
Mm-hmm.
When you have both the funny bone and you're hot,
mm-mm.
That is chef's kiss.
For you.
So, yeah, Benedict Kua, if you're listening, I'm kidding. Ayan.
I think he has like bad days and good days din eh, kasi sometimes he covers his stomach ganun. Just kasi ang hirap din talaga to maintain like a physique, especially if di ka naman fitness 24/7 person.
Yeah, which is why I don't try. I don't try. But yeah, I remember, so I bring Benedict Kua up because alam mo yung sa Instagram, yung parang meron siyang, when you go to your homepage, parang ano, parang you get a bunch of tiles of people.
Discover, yeah.
Parang may mga suggestions, mga recommended profiles, parang ganon. Ah, oh, Discover yon, that's right word yon. Ayun, tapos napafollow sa kanya because of that. Ayun lang.
Okay. Can you describe to us, ano yung usual type mo in terms of physical appearance? Ano yung type of people you go after, kunwari, that's attractive to you?
Type of people. So, the funny thing is, I don't have a single type. I've slept with different kinds of people, different kinds of women, different kinds of men, different body types, different age. I don't have a single type, so to speak. But for me, 22 is too young. Like, if you're 22 and under, red flag already. Will not even consider. Sometimes even 23. Like 23 for me is like really, really young. But yeah, I don't have a single type for both men and women. But I will say this though. I don't know what the actual term is, but I like funny people. Kasi makikita mo yung kapag ano, diba? Let's say even on Grindr, if marunong sila makiride sa joke or if marunong silang makipag ano, makipag-usap sa'yo ng matino, that's one. But yeah, in terms of physicality, I get turned on by different types, but they're all confident people. Maybe that's also another thing.
Yeah.
I get turned on by confidence. I get turned on by wit. I get turned on by a good conversation. I mean, not every good conversation turns me on, but like in the right context, yeah, people who can carry a conversation. I know this is all boring, but I can't give a specific. Ooh, maybe here's one: guys with veiny arms, really hot. Guys that are witty. Sorry, like I go back to non like physical stuff, but like maybe veiny arms is one. But yeah, I can't think of a specific type. What about you? Do you have a specific type?
I have a specific. Wait lang. I'll just think about it because I have sex with different kinds of people then.
Yeah, diba? So parang it's hard to think of just one specific type.
Pero kasi when you do that, parang nagigets mo, ito yung gusto ko, ito ayoko pala to. Parang ganun. So right now kasi I'm emerging into my lover era next year. Wala pang tao, pero I'm like manifesting it into the universe. So I'm stepping away from my whole face into a blossoming relationship. Supposedly, pero wala pa talaga. I'm just like manifesting it. Alam mo yun?
Nag-manifest lang, yeah.
Good energy, ganun. Yeah. Kasi, ewan ko, it's...
Yeah. So, yeah. For me naman, I think I'll be staying in my whole phase till early next year. Kasi for context, I'm moving out of the country. So wala ako sa face na yon na ano.
Uh-huh.
Wala ako sa face na naghahanap ng serious relationship. Because I know I'll be moving out. So I'm just having fun right now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Maganda nga yun yung parang wala akong commitment. Kasi nga aalis kay. So don't expect. Parang ganun.
Yeah. So hindi ako nag-effort, hindi na ako naghahanap. I'm not even wanting.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think it's different rin naman for everybody. I feel like kasi I'm still going to stay here for at least the 5 years pa. So yun, enjoy lang the time where you're at in life and everything. Ayun, kasi diba you said that you're attracted to like non-physical stuff, conversation. So how do you pick up guys in Grindr? Kasi yung Grindr kasi parang some of the conversations, parang yung starter nila is LF, TTD. At least for me, that's how they talk eh. Got place. So how do you like get a conversation going?
So yung mga ganon, automatic block sa akin. So I don't even try. With those kind of people. But every now and then kasi, you'll get also people who engage with you. Who says, hey, how's your day? Mm-hmm. Yung mga ganon naman. So I like those people. again, not to say that my way is the right way. I understand some people are on the app and gusto nila diretso agad. and that's your thing, right? But that's that for me, that's not my thing. So to answer your question, how do I deal with people who are like that? I don't. I automatically block them.
Maganda rin na you have like boundaries and parang alam mo yung gusto mo. Kasi feeling ko, when I was in my whole phase, just to share, and I've shared this in the previous episode din, parang wala akong boundaries. Alam mo yung walang boundaries na feeling mo wala ka ng standards. So yun yung medyo destructive when you're in your whole phase na parang you can have sex with anyone, which is not like a proud moment, pero we learn, we grow, we're not there anymore. Pero yeah. As long as like you can say no, parang meron kang, you have boundaries, you can say no. Tapos you're going after people that you're really attracted with, and alam mo yun.
For sure, okay, man. Yeah.
Go have fun. Go yeah. have your fun. Okay. So, itong question namin for you, one of the last ones is, so now after all of the sex that you've had, as of right now, kasi you will be having more, I guess. How do you like your sex? Like, how would you like your sex now?
Oh, so I've discovered that I like intimacy. So for me, that means a lot of foreplay, a lot of kissing, a lot of touching. And I'm also an audio person in a lot of ways, right? And that also includes in the bed. So I like it loud. I like it kapag nag mumuna almost yung person, but like I've also had people who are too loud, aggressively loud. I don't know how to qualify, but there's a kind of loud that's sexy and there's a kind of loud that's just like problema mo. But yeah, for the most part, I like it when my partner is loud. In general, I get turned on when I see my partner getting turned on, when there's a lot of communication going on, which I know some people don't like, pero I like it kapag sinasabihin ako kung anong gagawin ko, kung anong gusto niya, para hindi na ako nanguhula. I guess it also comes with age, when you're just like, tell me what you want and I will do it. Hindi ako manguhula, alam mo yon. So those things. I also found out that I'm both submissive and dominant. Like I have my days where I'm submissive and I have my days where I am dominant. So on the days on the days that I'm dominant, I like the struggle. Like I like my partner fighting me, if that makes sense. Not violence, but like yung my power struggle na konde.
Resisting you gano.
And on the days that I'm submissive, I'm just like, yeah, step on my neck. I don't care.
How do I step on my neck? Injury na yun.
I'm kidding. Just an example. But yeah, I don't know if that answered your question. But I like intimacy is what I find.
Kasi yung intimacy, that's like parang a very fine line into like developing feelings. Or hindi naman?
No naman. I think there are people who can't handle intimacy. And that not that it's a bad thing. Not that that makes you weak. But like for them, intimacy brings up a lot of emotions. Brings up a lot of memories. Brings up a lot of trauma even sometimes, diba? So they don't like intimacy. They want in, out. Let's go. Bye-bye. But for me, I like intimacy. So kanya-kanya lang yun.
Yeah. Parang you have sex with people who would give you what you want or be able to satisfy you in that way. Kasi yung iba naman versatile, they can give you what you want or you can do whatever you want to them. Parang ganun. And that's one of the things rin that's very fun about the gay community is we're willing to explore. Parang it's not as much stigma when it comes to having sex with numerous people kasi it's part of the experience, I guess. It's part of the queer experience. Pero ayun, as again, yung palagi namin inuulit here is just practice safe sex and everything. Wear protection, ganun. So the others who's also enjoying their whole phase, ayun, get HIV testing regularly. And ayun, always prioritize your safety lang.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And what's important is, you know, you get to enjoy as well. You get to discover what you like. You get to discover your body. And you're doing it in a safe way. So that's all that matters, really.
Yeah, ayun. So thank you again, Ryan, for guesting. If there was maybe one phrase, one message, or like one, di naman quote, di naman siya quote, ano lang, sentence to summarize everything for our listeners, or like, what do you want to say to our listeners if you have any advice?
I mean, I'm not one to give advice. I feel like, if anything, ako ata yung may kailangan madami matutunan in the field of sex. But I guess if there's one takeaway from my guesting, that would be make sure that you feel safe. That's my number one advice. Like, if your partner is making you hide in the closet for 10 to 15 minutes and you feel uncomfortable, don't be afraid to walk out. Like, make sure that you're safe would be my priority. So whether that means physically, whether that means emotionally, whatever safe means to you, make sure that you are safe. And if you feel uncomfortable, walk out. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about like how your partner will feel. Don't even think about how people would feel around you. If you feel uncomfortable, if you're not safe, walk out. Like, do not wait.
Yeah, that's an advice that I really could have needed during my whole phase, definitely. Pero ayun. Thank you again, Ryan, for guesting and sharing all of your stories, very fun stories that you've had about sex. How was your experience naman guesting in the Kwentutan podcast for our listeners?
It was fun. It was fun. And again, thank you so much for inviting me. I don't know if I contributed a lot. The conversation or if my value yung sinasabi ko dito, but I enjoyed being a part of the conversation, so thank you for having me.
Of course. Or if you want to guest in the future episodes, you can just let me know. Manay natin, you have like more international experience since you're moving out to another country, you know, much more different like fun that you're going to have, so looking forward to that then as well. So thank you again, Ryan, and have a great rest of your day. Thank you, everyone who listened to the podcast. See you guys next week. Bye.
All right.
Mga kakwentutan, meron ba kayong gustong i-share na anonymous Pinoy sex story? Or baka meron kayong tanong na gusto nyong sagutin namin dito sa podcast? Or baka gusto nyo mag-guest? O diba, why not? Sagutin nyo lang po ang aming Google form dito sa description of the episode. And baka ma-feature na kayo dito sa Kwentutan Podcast in the next couple of weeks. Make sure to also follow our Instagram and Twitter at Kwentutan Podcast. You can also message us there.
For possible collaborations, email us at kwentutanpodcast@gmail.com or message us on social media.
See you, Kwentutan!